Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Eddie Wyville, who's Head of Corporate Development at Amaroq Minerals. Hi today, Eddie.
Good morning. How are you, Zach?
I'm doing well. You've managed to do what maybe lots of other companies haven't been able to do in the current environment, which is raise a decent amount of money, maybe even more than you were looking for, to progress your timelines and milestones. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. So we've just finished a fundraise, which we've just completed on Monday. The initial amount we were going for was £30 million, but we had an upper limit of sort of 45. We may needed, obviously we're listed on three stock exchanges now. So we're listed in London on the A market, we're listed on the TSX of Canada, but we're also listed on the NASDAQ main board in Iceland. So we were targeting the institutions in from Iceland and also from Denmark. Obviously our assets are in Greenland, and we believe that the Danish are obviously interested, being the fact that they own Greenland. So we did a road show over there in Iceland and one in London, and it went down very well. So we had actually quite a large oversubscription over even the high end, which is always a nice problem to have. And so we scaled people back and then obviously closed that on Monday night. So it was a great result and we're really delighted.
Clearly, with that quantum of cash, people are excited about what Amaroq is sitting on in Greenland. Could you just outline what that actually is?
Sure. So essentially, Amaroq, we're the sort of largest license holder in South Greenland. We pretty much own most of the ground in that region. So we're not sort of a single asset in a particular play. So we have three really sort of parts of our business, and the three sort of geological trends that come through South Greenland. First is the Nanortalik Gold Belt, which is a gold bearing region where our mine sits. It's an old past producing mine called the Nalunaq mine. I'll come back to that in a second. But also on that belt, there's a number of other discoveries which we've made in the gold, particularly advanced exploration programs at Vagar and at Nanoq. And again, I'll talk about that later. But also we have, on the other side of our business, we did a joint venture with a group called GCAM. It's called our Gardaq joint venture, where we were funded with £18 million, that's £18 million, 2 years ago by a group, including, you know, more capital with Lewis Bacon and Tim Leslie from GCAM, and a group of other high net worths, for 3 years of exploration across our, what we call strategic minerals belt. And that belt is sort of well known. It includes the Garda region, which is obviously the large rare earth deposits, which, the reason really why Trump was so keen to buy Greenland. But it goes from, you know, it's a geological trend that, you know, hundreds of millions of years ago sort of included sort of coming from North Canada right away through Southern Greenland and then into Northern Scandinavia, where you've obviously got large metal deposits as you have in Labrador. So, you know, we're there for a reason. The geology, the macro geology really says that these deposits should be there. So we're taking that on. We've been doing this for 8 years. We've built, I suppose the most important thing when you're trying to tackle a portfolio of this size is to, you know, is our operational capability. So we've got a camp of over 120 people out there, drill rigs, you know, helicopter contractors. So, you know, we're able to execute in fairly, you know, tough terrain. I think that's always been the problem with Greenland is how you operate. But we've been able to do that. You know, last year we managed to drill 11 holes on five targets on, you know, over three licenses. So you know, we're getting it done out there. This capital that we've raised is really the sort of threefold use for it. We raised some debt at the back end of last year, and that was to start progressing the Nanalac into what we call trial mining. That the mine is a past producing mine. It closed down in 2014, having produced nearly over 360,000 ounces of gold, at a very high grade of 16 grams a ton. So, you know, it's performed in the past. When we went in to look at it, we believed there was a lot more gold in that mountain. And over the last sort of 6 years, we've drilled it to bits, and we're very happy that we know what's happening with the gold and how the gold behaves in the ore body. So we're very excited. The idea was to, you know, the funding gave us the ability to get into the mine again. We employed Tyson Schachbau, who are a big German contractor, mining contractor, and they've been in the mountain now for a few months, and they're cleaning it all up and getting it ready. And we, you know, hope to start mining. We'll do first blasts in the very near future. So that's very exciting. The idea was then to stockpile from, there's a number of blocks within the mountain. We have a mountain block at the top, and then target block, and then the south block and valley block. We've had an incredible, you know, amount of exploration success last year. So we were able to, particularly our most recent announcement on the mountain block, where we've identified the vein, and we're happy. So what this money that we've raised is to open up two fronts, and each of those fronts will produce between 100 and 150 tons a day of ore. Then for the next 6 months, we'll stockpile that ore, and then the processing plant is being built. That's been funded by the debt. And the process plant is built to run through about 300 tons a day. So the idea is to get that up and running. The last part of the use of proceeds at Nanalac is to add a flotation system. We actually bought one in 2020, so we have it, but we need to add that on. We hope to do that next year, and that will bring our recovery from sort of high 70s into mid 90s. So obviously that's really starts getting, you know, all of the gold out, and also funds our sort of dry stack tailings facility, which basically will, you know, is sort of best in class as far as environmental stewardship, etc. So, you know, we're now funded, ready to go. Hopefully the mine will be running at full capacity, and as will the processing plant. So, you know, that's very exciting. If we can get that going, you know, we expect to get quite a lot of ounces of ground. This was a program we thought was going to take us 3 years, but we've just got such confidence in the ore body now, due to the exploration that we've done, that we feel that it's right to pull it forward and get into full production. So that's the Nanalac mine. I hope that makes some sense. We're going to give guidance on that in the next month or so. Now we've got the new money, and we'll furnish the market with exactly what we're aiming to do and how many ounces we're aiming to pull out of the ground and thing. But this is, just to reiterate, this is a very, very high grade mine. At the moment, we've got reserves of measured indicated, sorry, of 320,000 ounces at 28 grams a ton. Obviously, there will be some dilution when we mine that. As I said, the past mine mined at, when it was mined in the past, it was 16 grams a ton. So this is probably one of the highest grade gold mines in the world. We're hoping we're going to mine better than our predecessors. So, you know, we're expecting, you know, that. But even if you put in the maths at 15, 16 grams a ton, you know, and that throughput, you know, we expect to generate quite a lot of cash with hopefully a fairly low all-in sustaining cost. So that's the Nanalac mine. And that's what, you know, the bulk of the proceeds will be used for that we've raised. The second part is on our exploration program. We drilled we did an exploration on Nanak over the last few years. It's a 20 meter wide vein with, you know, very good gold grades. I think we had a surface sample of over 175 grams a ton, which is not untypical of in Greenland to find these super high grade vein systems. And we've done all our work on that, and we believe that we want to start putting the drill bit into it. So we're hoping that, you know, if we can get ourselves together now, the money's raised and we've got enough time that, and we can get the rigs, that we're going to get onto that program next this year. If not, it'll be, you know, definitely the following year. Well, that's very exciting. We think we can come to a maiden resource on that, you know, pretty quickly. So that would be a sort of second advanced exploration discovery that we'd like to sort of, you know, announce the market. And then also at Vega, which we have drilled in the past and again had very good results on that. We want to do further exploration on that. And then the last sort of part of it is the within our strategic metals portfolio in that joint venture, we feel that, you know, the money was available for us to have extra money. So essentially, we're funded for 3 years of exploration, and we drilled last year the Sava, which we had amazing results on our copper belt. We believe we're sitting on a massive porphyry system there. I mean, the holes were albeit low grade. You know, we're coming in at sort of one hole's over 100 meters of copper. As I say, low grade, but second hole was 200 and the third hole was 350 meters. So we're sitting on a large system there. We think we're getting closer towards the higher grade stuff, but, you know, that's very exciting. So we intend to do more work on that this year. And probably our most exciting drill bit last year was on our Stendalen asset. So we believe that, at surface, we found an outcrop of nickel, copper, cobalt of a similar age and geology to what you'd find in Labrador. So we think we've got a sort of analogy to something like Voisey's Bay, which is obviously a huge nickel copper mine owned by Vale in Labrador. So we put a 1,000-meter hole into that, which we're really excited about. So that the results are coming out, you know, within the next few weeks. We're waiting to get the results back from the lab, but, you know, we're really, really excited about that. It was a great big bright glowing spot on our geophysics, and, you know, this could be a major you know, milestone for the company in where we feel, you know, we're elephant hunting in it's a horrible thing to say, but, you know, in Greenland. And, you know, we're hoping that this will show that we're, you know, yet again we're onto something big. So we would like although that joint venture is funded for 3 years, if we have and do find something there, and obviously with our results and success at Sava, we want to accelerate that exploration program, do more work on it, and so we may want to add more money into that joint venture. So the extra that we raised above the 30, you know, we're keeping some back for that because we think that's pretty exciting.
So basically, Amaroq's firing on multiple cylinders or multiple fronts. And the potential that, you know, the company seemed to have when we probably spoke a year or two ago, very much justified.
The reality is this is a tough game. You know, you need to put a lot of capital into an exploration project to get it up the value chain and to a scale where you would feel that, you know, you could attract a larger partner to come and get involved with you. And so the ability to bring the Nanalac gold mine into production will basically give us the cash that we need to continue on our exploration programs to find what we feel are world-class size deposits in South Greenland. So, you know, you've got to be realistic. There's a fairly short season for exploration out there. But, you know, again, with this new capital, we're hiring new geologists. We're getting out there. We're looking at the thing. We shot hundreds of kilometers of geophysics over it. So, you know, we're starting to get a really good understanding of what we're sitting on. It's a vast land package. It's nearly 4,000 square miles in South Greenland. So, you know, we've got the real estate. We need to do the work, and we're doing that. And as I said at the beginning, it's all about being able to operate out there and to deliver on your programs. And that's what we feel that we're doing very well. And every year we get better at it. So, you know, it's very exciting. And again, for example, with Nanalac, you know, now that we are in the mountain and we can now start exploring underground and drilling from the underground, which it'll be a fraction of the cost that would be to drill from outside. And also we can do it 365 days a year once you're underground. So obviously there's a short meters, you're right at the ore face, so we can hopefully build up the reserves at the Nanalac, and we build value there as well. So yes, there is, as I say, there's a lot going on. We've got a lot of people working for us, and it's, I was in Greenland 2 weeks ago and we went around and did our public consultations regarding our EIA and SIA, and the locals are very excited about it. There's lots of jobs available, and we seem to be seen as being a good partner down there, which is very important to us. So yeah, we're really, really happy with how we're progressing.
Eddie Wyville, Head of Corporate Development at Amaroq Minerals, thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.